بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Umdatul Ahkam, and this is class number 7, hadith number 6. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا شرب الكلب في إناء أحدكم فليغسله سبعا، ولمسلم أولاهن بالتراب. وله في حديث عبد الله بن مغفل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا ولغ الكلب في الإناء فاغسلوه سبعا وعفروه الثامنة بالتراب. The first hadith from Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إذا شرب الكلب في إناء أحدكم, if a dog drinks from the utensils of anyone of you, فليغسله سبعا, then it's essential to wash it seven times. Then it is essential to wash it seven times. And in the narration by Muslim, أولاهن بالتراب, أولاهن بالتراب, using earth for the first time. And also for Muslim, from the hadith now of Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, who reported that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if or when the dog licks the utensils, wash it seven times and rub it with earth the eighth time. Now, as to the narrators, number one, Abdullah and Abi Huraira, we gave a biography of him earlier. The second narrator is Abdullah bin Mughaffal al-Muzani. He gave the pledge in the pledge of Ar-Radwan under the tree, and he used to hold the branches of the face of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is one of the al-fuqaha al-ashara, al-fuqaha al-ashara, those renowned 10 jurists whom Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sent to teach the people their deen in Al-Basra. He sent them to Al-Basra in Iraq. And he died in Al-Basra in the year 59 after Hijrah. He died, rahimahullah, in Al-Basra 59 after Hijrah. Now, what is the subject? What is the subject of the hadith? What is the subject of the hadith? The subject is how to purify the dog's filth. The subject is how to purify the dog's filth. The overall explanation. The overall explanation. This Sharia of Islam is from Allah, the All-Wise, the All-Acquainted with all affairs, who knows what comes from His creatures as to harmful things, and what opposes that, and what repulses that, and neutralizes it, eliminating its dangers. And here are the dogs, is an example where modern medicine and medical research confirmed the presence of filth and microbes in its saliva. and that these things cannot be removed, and the harmful effects of them cannot be removed except by purification through the way that came from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And here is Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, may Allah be pleased with them, narrate from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam that he commanded that utensils from which the dogs drink or lick, that they must be washed 7 times with water, and there should be a rubbing with earth so that these microbes and these filthy things can be removed. This is the overall explanation. The benefits of the hadith. Number one, the benefits of the hadith. That the saliva of the dog is filthy. The saliva of the dog is filthy. Similarly, that which comes from its body, from urine and sweat and the like, what's excreted from the urine and sweating and the like is also filthy. And that the dog is filthy. And that the dog's filth is of the most intense in effectiveness. That the dog's filth is أَغْلَضُ النَّجَاسَاتِ, is the most intense in effectiveness. Thirdly, that it's a must to purify the utensils from which the dog licks 7 times, one of them with dirt, with earth, and it is better to be the first one. And how to do it? How to do it? Having the first one with earth. You have the choice between 3 methods, between 3 ways. First, that you wash it with water, then you pour the earth on it. The second, you pour the earth on it, then you pour the water afterwards. And the third, you mix the earth with water, then you pour that on the utensils. What's important is that the first be with the earth. In the hadith of Abi Huraira, it said, let him wash it 7 times. And in Muslim's narration, the first with earth. Now, with the hadith of Abdullah bin Mughaffal, wash it 7 and rub it the earth, rub the 8th with earth, and rub the earth, the 8th with earth. So it is apparent that there is a disagreement in the hadith of Abi Huraira concerning the number of washes and the usage of the earth in relevance to the number of these washes. This is reconciled by saying that what is intended by the 8th in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mughaffal, that it is the earth in relevance, in the sense that it is additional to the seventh with water, not as being considered to be the last. And accordingly, in this way, there is no disagreement for it to be the first. Question. It is a must. It is a must. to use the earth to purify the dog's filth. Is it permissible to use other than the earth? Is it permissible to use other than the earth? There is disagreement regarding this matter. Some of the scholars are with the opinion that other than earth cannot stand to replace the earth, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified and said the first one with earth. So he specified the earth. The other opinion is that other than earth may replace the earth if it is equivalent in its effectiveness of purification, or even more. And we know that some of the chemicals are stronger than the earth in cleaning, and therefore they may stand to replace the earth. And so, according to this opinion, they gave a rationalistic view that what is intended from what is intended is the removal of the filth, removing its essence and its effect. So if the essence and the effect are removed by any kind of material, then the objective is met. And they responded to the first opinion by saying that the Prophet ﷺ specified the earth because it's the easiest available to people. And the view of our Shaykh rahimahullah is, if there is a substitute which can stand to replace the earth, then in this case it may be used. But it's more appropriate to take by the text whether we say that other than the earth can replace the earth or not, then in this case we say it's more appropriate to use the earth. Case: if the dog's filth falls on other than the utensils, also it should be washed 7 times. For example, if a dog licks your clothes or licks your chin, that should be washed 7 times, first time with earth, except in places where the earth may be harmful. In this case, other than the earth which can stand to clean, can be used. Case: is the ruling comprehensive, covering all types of dogs, or is there an exception for the hunting dog, the cattle dog, or the watch dog for the farm? Because we know from the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, من أمسك كلبا فإنه ينقص كل يوم من عمله قيراط إلا كلب حرث أو ماشية. Also from Abi Hurairah, إلا كلب غنم أو حرث أو صيد. Whoever keeps a dog, one qirat of reward of his good deeds is deducted daily, unless the dog is used for guarding a farm or cattle
or for hunting, and the qirat is a special weight. And the qirat is a special weight, sometimes a very great weight, like the Mount of Uhud. So, is there an exception or not? Some of the scholars went to the exception and they said, what is intended in the hadith is the prey dog, not the domestic one. So, with the domestic one, it's not obligatory to wash 7 times or to use the earth. However, this opinion is weak, because the mixing of the domestic dogs with the humans is more than the untrained ones. So how can we take the wording of the Prophet ﷺ to have it applicable on the few and we leave the much? This is very remote. So the saying that these types of dogs can be excluded from the hadith is a weak saying, and the correct opinion is that all types of dog are included, and this covers, you know, the big dogs, small dogs, the black, the white, the red, because the general wording dog, and we don't say that the word dog is restricted to the black dog, but it is general. Now, the next benefit is that the dog's filth is مغلظة, is the most intense. What about the other filths? What about the pig, for example? Making an analogy between the pig's filth and the dog's filth is weak. Because there is an opinion from some of the scholars, may Allah's mercy be upon them, who said that the pig's filth is even worse than that of the dog, because it is known that the pig eats the dung, and that the pig is dayyuth, shameless, without jealousy, lets others approach his wife, a pimp to his own wife. And therefore, since he is more filthy, so treating his filth should be the same as the dog. Is this rationale correct? The answer is no, especially when we say that the filths are divided into intense, medium, and light. And also, especially when we say that the filth dog or the dog's filth is to be washed 7 times as an act of worship in origin. Now, what are these types? The intense, this is the dog's filth, and there is the light filth, and the light filth is of 2 types. First type is the male child, the boy filth, who is still on milk, meaning milk fed, doesn't eat the food yet, the hard food, still is nourished by the milk. His filth is light. And the second type is al-madhi, which is the excrement emitted as a result of sexual excitement, which is the prostatic fluid. The prostatic fluid emitted as a result of sexual excitement. It is neither urine nor semen. It's between the two. It is between the urine and between the semen, and the semen itself is pure. And the urine itself is light. And the madhi, therefore, is between the two, the prostatic fluid. And therefore, it is al-madhi. Correction here, yeah. Al-madhi. Al-madhi. This is the prostatic fluid. So its filth is light, and therefore to clean it, sufficient is to sprinkle it. Sprinkle the area with water. And it doesn't need scrubbing nor rubbing off the place, because this is light filth. So these are the first two types. The third type is the medium grade filth. And this covers the rest of filth, even that of the pig. The next benefit: dogs are forbidden to eat based upon the foundation kullu najisin haram, every filth is forbidden. وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ حَرَامٍ نَجِسًا. And it's not the case that every haram thing is najis, every unlawful thing is najis. It's not the case. So the dog is haram to eat. Contrary to the saying by some scholars that it is disliked. Now, under the necessity, if the man is going to be destroyed and there is only this dog to eat, then in this case he may do so. And if he eats the dog under such situations, should he wash his mouth 7 times, one of them with dirt? Or should we say that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it lawful to eat under such circumstances, then its filth is lifted? What's apparent is the latter opinion, meaning its filth is lifted. Similarly, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted to take the or use the hunting, take the hunted animal from the mouth of the pig, from the mouth of the dog, without a need to wash it 7 times, one of them with water, because the filth, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted the hunt, then in this case the filth is lifted. And this is the closest opinion. Case: if the dog urinates on something, then it is to be washed 7 times, one of them with earth. So if it urinates in utensils, then the it should be spilled, the urine should be spilled, and the utensil should be washed 7 times, one of them with dirt, with the earth. And this is based on the analogy that if the saliva, which is purer than the urine, if it is to be washed 7 times, one of them with the earth, then the urine by all means takes precedence, and also the dunk by all means. One of the washes with the earth. The additional benefit is affirming one of the signs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, testifying for his truthfulness. Since modern medicine affirmed the intense effectiveness of its filth, the saliva, and what it contains from the disease-causing microbes. This brings the end on the discussion, and now to the questions. Question number one, when and where did Abdullah bin Mughaffal die? May Allah be pleased with him. First question, when and where did Abdullah bin Mughaffal die? Second question, choose the correct answer from the following questions. Number one, the dog is filth, and its filth is light, medium, or most intense. Second, if soap is used instead of earth, the dog is filth, and its filth is light, medium, or most intense. Second, if the soap is used instead of the earth, would it A, purify the utensils? Second, would not purify the utensils? Third, would purify if it is not possible to use the earth or to find the earth? Which of the three is correct? Thirdly, this ruling, is it specific to the hunting dog, or it covers all types of dogs? Fourthly, if the pig drinks or licks from the utensils, then A, it should be washed 7 times, first with earth, or it shouldn't be the same. This is the part on the questions. Wallahu ta'ala ala wa alam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This concludes hadith number 6 from Umdat al-Ahkam, which is class number